Let's go, let's go.
Yes, sir. It's the Get With The Times podcast. It's your boy, Drish. I'm kicking it with my boy, Sincere and Draco. What's going on with y'all boys, man?
Fuck going on.
What the hell is going on?
Shit,
not
man.
Much going on, but
hell yeah.
What the hell
shit.
Going on?
Shit,
and I'm
yeah.
going to start it off with a shout out.
Go ahead, my boy.
Shout out to all the bitches who could goddamn drink the cookout shake through a straw. I'm trying to find you.
Mm.
Follow me on IG.
Found a few. Shot.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, boy. I done had one. These hoes be out here now. You sucking cookout milk straight through the straw. You the devil. Straight up.
Strong throat, strong jaw. I don't know, but it's some signs behind that mouth.
Yeah, got
yes,
now.
Sir.
Excellent uvula. Shout out to y'all.
Yes, sir. Y'all see what type of bullshit we come with early in the episode, man. It's, you know,
early in the episode.
Yes, sir. It's a short week, so you know we coming with it.
This short week, but we tall on the ignorance.
Yes, sir. So, shit, we coming with it straight off the bat, man. You know, our weekly segment. It's called the Get It Off Your Chest, man. Y'all got something y'all need to get off y'all chest?
Man. I don't know right now. What about y'all?
Shit. Shout out to all the women who keep saying they finna go out of town for their birthday and then end up in Columbia.
for everyone that doesn't live in Georgia, pretty much, you know, that's only like an hour away. So, yeah. These bitches go an hour away.
Well.
they go a short distance.
Hey, I might get canceled for this one.
Yeah, well, I don't agree to before he even start.
I mean, no. First and foremost, before I even get into
it. I ain't getting canceled.
Before I already get into it, I ain't getting canceled straight up. You got to, no, nah, hell no. Nah. In order to get canceled, you got to stop putting that work in. Fuck all that. Anyway, hey, man, big shout. Nah, fuck that. This ain't no shout out, man. White people, man, y'all gotta stop giving a fuck about these animals so much and give a fuck about black people too. This shit getting ridiculous, man. But that's all I'm gonna say, man. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all motherfuckers aggravating as hell.
No cap, free Mike Vick.
Yes, sir. They should have never locked Mike Vick up. That's why the fucking Falcons lost fan to me. I'm a Panthers, Panthers fan, bitch. I became a rival. Fuck them folks.
Good gracious.
Well, shit, since we on the topic of them Caucasians. Why the fuck is y'all fucking bad about damn Ariel or goddamn fish being black?
Oh, hey,
it's a fucking mermaid, B.
Hey, I'm gonna sit here and be real with you, bro. She black. Me personally, I'm not gonna see the movie. I don't give a fuck that she black. I don't give a fuck she white. I just want to know why she was chose to be black.
Because she fucking auditioned. She sang better than the people who she went against. And no cap, bro. My cousin, her favorite movie when we was little kids was goddamn Little Mermaid. I seen all them bitches. And some of her sisters on the cartoon was black, bro. So it really ain't that far-fetched.
I mean, at the end of the day,
I mean,
it's
me
a mythical creature. It's a fucking fish.
Like, yeah.
It's a fucking mythical creature, dog.
So, like...
I mean, yeah,
I get
it is.
The cartoon lady was white, and like Brian said, it was some shit that was like a little bit darker too. So,
yeah,
the mermaid could have been Asian.
Yeah,
like, everybody just so entitled to cartoon. It's a cartoon from the get go at that.
And we grown, nigga. Let this shit be for the kids. Kids ain't complaining.
But the shit, like, right. The shit's like funny as hell because, okay, Little Mermaid and shit, you know, I don't know how long that shit been around, but I'm pretty sure it's been around a while. Motherfuckers is like 50 mad about this shit, bro. They mad about a remake of a movie for kids now. Like, I understand that movie been around for a minute when you was a goddamn dust-ass little kid, but you 50 now.
And it was a cartoon.
Yeah,
that's
like...
Forget that part.
It's live action, my nigga.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers gonna get mad when goddamn Beyonce and Lion King? No. I ain't got shit to do with nothing, though.
Hell yeah.
But I don't know, man.
Yeah. Me personally, animals, I guess. But I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's a fucking mermaid, bro. I mean, me personally, I mean, I wouldn't say.
I mean, shit, nigga, you was on goddamn Facebook yesterday questioning this shit.
I already said that, though. I'm saying, like, why? Like, why was she chosen? I'm not against it or I'm not with it. I just want to know why. Like, it's just funny to me, like, because like, you have to think about
it was an oddball. It was an
Yeah, like
that was out random.
Bro. But it's like with certain shit like that, like I can't really think off the top of my head right now, but this ain't the first situation shit like this to happen. Like white people been mad before because a black person was chosen to do something. Just like when fucking what's the black dude? And folks got mad because he was the new James Bond. What's that?
No, they was gonna be mad because people was trying to say that Idris Elba should be the new James Bond.
Yeah, like
they was trying to say, bro, it was white, but blah, but all that shit. Fuck all that shit, bro.
But
nah, that was all rumors though, bro. Ain't
yeah, that wasn't even official, bro. But niggas was still mad.
Niggas just so suave. People wanted him to be it.
Plus, he fucking British. Damn, like what the fuck y'all niggas want?
But to where I'm going with my point, bro. Do you think some of these movie production motherfucking companies do this type of shit on purpose to get black people on their side?
Well, I think now it's just like a
piece. I think it's Disney, and Disney's more sophisticated with the choices, and they really got the person that was fitted for the role.
Yeah, exactly. The nigga who
sing. Not, I don't want to call it that. Matter of fact, the girl actually can sing. She's talented, and they was like, "Well, shit, she can really sing. Let's get her."
Hell yeah,
Disney. I feel like they more. Like Disney,
the GOAT.
Earlier, they got her with the Lion King joint. You feel me?
Yeah.
Really, that whole Lion King cast
is black. Exactly, bro. But
that whole Lion King cast was black.
Really, hey, and matter of fact, while we talking about white folk, man, I want to give a shout out to Seth Rogen, man. I ain't know he's a new Lion King. Shout out, bro.
Ain't he Pumbaa?
I don't fucking know. I think he is. Pumbaa, I just know he is.
But nah, one thing I will say is I don't give a fuck what none of these goddamn white people think, because when there was times where it was white actors playing real black people, they was not mad. Like, bro, they had a white bitch playing Cleopatra, bro. That bitch is Egyptian. The fuck?
Yeah. Shit crazy.
Y'all had fucking white people playing real black people that are black in real life, and y'all hoes up in arms over a goddamn cartoon. Y'all Caucasians can suck my dick.
This God, shit weekly damn. Though, bro. This shit weekly though. White people mad every week. Well, some. I'm not even gonna say.
Nah, fuck that. White people mad every day. They mad about some shit every day. Just a matter of fact.
No, I believe it. I'm just saying. Not all.
Fuck that. Matter of fact, while we right here, right now, in this situation, they mad at goddamn Nike for listening to Colin Kaepernick on goddamn dropping them goddamn Colonial goddamn Air Maxes. Them motherfucking, I don't know if y'all seen them shit.
Yeah, I seen them.
I saw it.
Me personally, I think the shit was ugly. So I'm kind of, I fuck with Air Maxes, man, but them shit was ugly. So, I mean, I understand it, you know what I'm saying? That at that point in time, you know, slavery and shit was going on, but motherfucker. I mean,
the Black History Month edition shoes that come out be ugly. I still don't cop them shit, so. It's just hit or miss with anything, bro.
I can't.
They still eating off shit for profit. That exactly. Has no correlation with nothing.
But it's
bro.
Just like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that Colin Kaepernick situation. I mean, I understand Nike, you know, pulling the shoe because, you know, he, whatever the fuck he is with Nike, but it ain't that deep, bro. It's a shoe, really, to me. But I mean, it's, you know, it's either they was going to get mad about that shoe or they're going to get mad about one with 50 stars. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, not even them, him, hell. If he would have told him to pull
the one, you only can get mad about what you know, bro. That's really how I see it, bro.
Pretty much.
They really would have never knew about it unless someone leaked this shit. So, you feel me?
Yeah, shit
wasn't supposed to leak. So,
shit, slit aggravating, man. And matter of fact, while we
fuck
sitting
that.
Here,
fuck that. Y'all niggas, everyone, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, alien, Egyptian, Australian. Why is motherfuckers so sensitive now, man? Like,
bro, this whole generation pussy, straight up.
Every other day I get on social media, I'm scrolling, is somebody complaining about something.
But
big one of the week, Chris Brown has a lyric talking about black girl with the good hair.
I was just
you insecure ass motherfuckers instantly assume he means good hair equals curly or straight or good. Like, no, good hair could be good hair. Like, you feel me?
It's whatever.
You can take care of your hair and have a rougher texture. You feel me? I'm not gonna call it nappy. You can have good hair and have a more silky texture. It's different levels. Why are you laughing? It's different levels of hair. You got 4C hair. You got 2A hair. You feel me?
Oh, laughing because
you insecure ass. You want to call it nappy? Like, parentheses.
Oh, what are you talking about? Like, bitch, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
Emotional.
It's crazy as hell, man. Y'all hoes let everything.
And this is what y'all want to cancel him for. Oh, let's get on cancel culture. Oh, he's canceled. Out of all things, y'all want to cancel Chris Brown for. This is it. No,
they should have.
Y'all really gonna, y'all think y'all gonna get rid of him with this one?
Yeah, exactly. But if they was gonna get rid of Chris Brown, they would have been got rid of Chris Brown.
That nigga in his house laughing like, oh, they think they gonna get me out of here with this one?
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like,
that
bro,
nigga gonna be at the BET Awards next year, dancing in a Michael Jackson tribute. This, he gonna win y'all again.
This nigga was damn.
This supposed beat Rihanna.
Beat on, women man. And goddamn did all type of problematic shit, and y'all gonna cancel him over a goddamn lyric that could be interpreted any type of way.
He beat Rihanna in the eyes. Come on, man. Y'all still ain't canceling him.
Nigga was on, nigga was on the curb pulling up on Carucci, and y'all cancel him over.
Feel me, bro? He over here lying, saying he got hacked and shit, man.
Exactly, bruh. Like, I don't know. That cancel culture shit just so stupid, bro, because sometimes it be niggas who didn't even do shit yet, or like they ain't even prove shit was going on, or he said something crazy a long time ago when this shit was cool, and they really be trying to get everybody.
You're just miserable ass people, bro.
Yeah, like what are you doing digging so far?
And I'm gonna jump off hard right now. A lot of the people that be doing this, a lot of the groups that be on this cancel culture shit be the LGBT community. Not that I have a problem with you guys, but y'all be reaching, man, because y'all just be reaching. Like, y'all always, like, Walker came out with some shit complaining about how someone made him uncomfortable. He made him uncomfortable, bro. What are you saying? Like, be entitled to feel uncomfortable.
But I mean, that to me, with that Walker situation, you can't, okay, I ain't got nothing against gay people, nothing like that. Like, okay, a compliment is cool, but you can't just come up on a straight male and just be sitting here.
We know the difference between a compliment and yourself and being
like, you can't do that and expect somebody not to feel some type of way, because at that point, bro, you forcing shit on them, and it's like, all right, this weird as fuck.
At
like,
that point, it don't
it's
even
the
have
same concept
to do with
as me going to a girl in public and her feeling uncomfortable because she doesn't want to speak to me.
It's basically
exactly.
You know the difference.
Yeah, that shit past sexuality, that shit basically just harassment. If somebody tells you they're uncomfortable, then they uncomfortable. It's just crazy how, like, a lot of the time with that double standard shit, niggas ain't allowed to say that shit. Because even if we fucking was said that shit about a girl or some shit, niggas would try to clown too. Like, niggas not allowed to be uncomfortable with shit.
Right. It's just all a subject to person. It's a person-to-person emotion, bro. Like, I'm not homophobic. You just making me uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, it's just certain shit.
Yeah.
You going too far with the shit you talking about.
Yeah, because it's just like, shit, a gay nigga could say whatever compliment he wanted me, and I'm be like, I appreciate it. But it's a difference between saying one thing and fucking berating me and harassing me. I ain't even see the Walker video, so I don't know what the fuck going on. But that's my take on the shit.
Yeah, I seen that shit the other day. It's just like, I don't know. Because before Chris Brown, who before Chris Brown they was trying to cancel?
Every goddamn body,
every single celebrity that ever had any fucking thoughts.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Pussy thigh grabber.
The back rubber was Cuba wilding on camera.
The grip machine.
That motherfucker, the Grip Master 3000 over there, bro.
You're trying to get that guap guap.
Cuba was wilding.
2500.
Cuba was wilding.
Yeah,
man. Cuba canceled himself.
Motherfucker gotta stop being sensitive and stop being quick to call niggas homophobic. That shit, that's a scapegoat mentality. Y'all lame. Grow up.
Yeah, that shit just aggravating.
Or be realistic. I don't know. Do something.
Hell yeah, and shit.
I just hate when people get into arguments and that's the first thing they pull out is like some gay shit. Like, huh?
Right.
Where the like, fuck did that come from, bro? Like. How fucking old are you, bro? That shit just I feel like you can really tell a person like mentality if you get into like an argument or something with them. If they start doing little shit like that, like it just once you pull one of them lines on me, I kind of don't even want to argue no more. Like,
what you mean, personally?
Like, all right, let's say we arguing and You know how sometimes you say something and it don't go that way, and then somebody takes it that way? One of them type of situations.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that shit just be blowing me. Like, where the fuck did you even get that? Like, if nobody brings nothing up gay in the conversation, then here you go, what the fuck? You know, man, what the hell are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how people be like, that shit just blows me. Like,
yeah, they like flip what you said into that shit.
Reach,
but shit, yeah, that shit lame.
Yeah, pretty much a fucking reach. That's all it is. Like, you tripping. Like, and I feel like now we too fucking old to be even sitting here doing shit like that. Like, an argument is an argument. Let it be an argument. But once you...
disagreement.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, you don't have to... Everybody don't have to fucking agree. Like,
then, really, I'm really gonna go as far as to say, nigga don't gotta like you being gay. As long as he respect you, what's the problem, bro?
Exactly. Bro, but see, that's the thing, too. Like, that's why I go back...
Nah, this the thing. As soon as they find out he don't like gay people, now it's the issue. He been respecting you this whole time, now it's the issue.
Exactly. That's just like motherfuckers now. Come like, on, all right, for instance, last fucking 4 months, motherfuckers been goddamn Old Town rolling it the fuck up. Now Lil Nas X talking about he gay, he done went diamond. Now motherfucker wanna stop fucking with him. Nah, man, keep that same energy. I was sitting here from day one. I've been talking shit about Lil Nas X the whole goddamn podcast episodes.
Hell
but
yeah.
I don't care. Like, that shit don't bother me, bro.
Yeah,
gay, bro, gay.
There's nothing wrong with this shit. The music's still the same, bro. Still
right.
Doing this thing.
They and then you know what's the craziest part? Are they trying to flip the lyrics? Bro is talking about a horse.
Yeah, he dead ass.
That's one of the flips.
I'm not even gonna sit here and lie to you, bro. I blocked Lil Nas X on Twitter just because I'm getting tired of seeing that nigga on my shit. Nothing to do with him. Nothing with him being gay, but it's just like.
But you was hating on bro for a long time, so we know that.
I'm not hating on bro. I just don't.
You just ain't want to see.
Yeah,
well,
you
don't like that
nigga
music
like
and all that shit, bro.
Yeah, I just don't like his music. But I fuck with song. I fuck with Old Town. Yeah, you're right. Song, because I ain't listening to EP. I mean, like the song when it first dropped. Yeah, that shit was hard. Motherfucking Billy Ray got on that bit. Snap. That bit was hard. But it's like after that, like, all right, that's it. Like, and then like
it got
the
washed
shit,
out. It got washed
the shit,
out.
The shit he was doing like online and all that trolling and shit. That just. I don't know. I just
I get what you're saying.
Became
I don't
annoyed,
like
bro.
Too.
Yeah, cause like, bro, I really like blocked that man on Twitter like 2 days ago because I seen like some corny ass shit he had tweeted, and I was like, all right, that's it. Like, and
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and this shit already be on your timeline, and I don't follow the niggas, so I'm like, all right, just eliminate that. Then I go get on Instagram, Worldstar, and screenshot and put them on Worldstar. Fuck Worldstar. Matter of fact, Worldstar be posting bullshit, but I. Like,
it's funny how the people that flipped his lyrics were gay people though.
Yeah, exactly. Bro, like
they were like, oh, y'all like the song the whole time. He was talking about that. He wasn't talking about a horse. I'm like, y'all so sick.
Nigga,
y'all
he was talking about
a horse.
Shit, bro. Like that shit bro. Weird, bro. Like, I don't know.
That was weird.
This shit crazy shit. I don't know. Disclaimer, we support the LGBTQ, we not dissing nobody, all that.
Being real with shit.
No, hell no. By all means, do what you do and do how you do it. But it's just a lot of people
walks of life. It's that racist.
A lot of people
don't care what you are.
A lot of people, not even talking about myself, but a lot of people feel like just because somebody gay, they have to like them. If they don't like them, they're homophobic. Like, no, they just don't have to like gay people. I mean, nobody has to like anybody, bro. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Some people be like, oh, if you don't like somebody who is the certain sexuality or whatever they are, they try to tie that into the reason you don't like them when it really just got nothing to do with that shit.
Yeah, like...
Don't nobody care about the sexualities, nigga. You straight, gay, bisexual, all that shit. We don't give a fuck, nigga. Everybody do what they gotta do.
Yeah, because I feel like we're like... Being homophobic, bro, you gotta be like doing some extra homophobic to me. Like, you can kind of tell when somebody be homophobic because 9 times out of 10, the motherfuckers that really be homophobic, slick be gay anyway.
Hell yeah, that shit is.
But
slick be gay and homophobic shit really be up there with the same type of energy that with niggas who be being racist. So, we definitely don't fuck with shit like that. But
they just took it to the extreme. Being homophobic to me is being blatantly disrespectful.
Yeah,
that's all I'm gonna put it down to. People like, bro, homophobia is just being blatantly disrespectful, like a racist person.
Yeah,
it's levels to racism. All racism is bad, but homophobic, like, just you just see a gay person, you want to beat the shit out of them, shit like
yeah,
that. That's
like
fucked up.
Yeah, like hate crime
shit. Cursing
them
out, calling them a faggot, calling them gay.
You feel yeah, me? Yeah. I'm weak as fuck. No. I'm not laughing at none of this shit. I'm not gonna say what I'm laughing at.
I know what you last night when I was in
here. Yeah, what you were talking about the other day. Like I just that shit popped in my head.
Oh,
I'm not gonna bring that up. That's...
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
I good. Honestly, we could talk about it.
Nah, we never talk about it.
Nah. These niggas laughing at some old tweet shit we seen the other day.
Yeah, you tripping, bro? But. Yeah, man, being homophobic, it's just extreme and shit. Like, you see a gay person and you blatantly disrespect them. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
Being a dickhead.
Shit, and my ending on this topic, shit, if you goddamn got a problem with gay people and shit, you're really lame as hell because this shit shouldn't even bother you.
It really shouldn't. It really shouldn't at all to me. That's just like, I feel like, I don't even really feel like talking about this shit no more.
Yeah, that's why I said I was ending this shit.
We're going to end it after I goddamn chop it up with this. Fuck it. But it's like, it's a respect thing, really. Because, like, as long, I don't care if you gay, none of that shit. Like, I don't care about none of that shit. Like, but don't disrespect me. Because I'm not finna disrespect you. You know what I'm talking about? Shit I'm saying? Like, don't be coming up on me doing shit. Like, nah, don't do that. Like,
I don't even like bitches coming under me for real. Just leave me alone, really.
What you talking about is really just some straight disrespect shit. It ain't really even got to do with any type of sexuality.
Just let me have my personal space.
Yeah, it's just like, just everybody keep y'all hands.
Everyone different, man. Everyone different. Like how they operate. But shit, fuck that whole topic, man. We can cover that.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the,
LGBTQ
plus.
Hell yeah.
And if you're a real one, you'll understand where we're coming from.
Yeah,
exactly. No, it's just, y'all probably, real ones know that's going on. You
exactly,
feel me?
Man. Shout out
to gay rights.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the LGBTQ plus.
Yeah. But shit. What's some other bullshit that happened?
Man, a lot of bullshit been happening.
Not happened. It's been a slow week, man, but shit.
What's shit, what you jumping into?
I mean, you want me to jump into it or not?
I mean, what you
might about to jump up in it, because you going to hop in it anyway.
Yeah. I was about to say some other shit. I don't know what the hell you were about to jump into.
I was finna go into the fan favorite, the fan suggestions.
Oh, I was finna hop off in that goddamn the ASAP Rock.
Go ahead.
I just finna say about the ASAP Rocky situation. I don't know for the listeners, if y'all ain't see that shit, basically, bro was getting harassed in Sweden. Motherfuckers was following him. He tried to stop their ass. They kept doing this. So then him and his team beat the brakes off them niggas. But personally, I don't even feel like bro should have got arrested. That shit lame. Them niggas was harassing the fuck out of that nigga. And then he defended himself. So that's my take on the situation.
I feel like he only got arrested because they knew who he was, or they found out who he was.
Yeah, and then he posted the video on IG, you know what I'm saying?
Because as soon as, like, I seen the video, like, everywhere, you know how shit be. And then as soon as he posted it, I knew he was finna get locked up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the caption, I think he was like, we were not trying to fight these guys. They kept following us, like, that shit, like. Which
really?
I mean,
bro threw headphones at the security. Really?
I mean,
he threw headphones at the security, and then why security there? He ain't doing nothing.
Exactly. Like, why is ASAP Rocky got to goddamn hold his own against these niggas, bro?
And then in the video, girls came up. They said the same dudes was grabbing their butt. It was a lot going on with that situation, man.
Cause I feel like
it's just crazy.
I feel like cause when you go overseas, bro, you gotta move different, bro. Cause
you
like,
really do.
When shit like that with them dudes, you never know what the... I think the reason why his security probably ain't do nothing is because you never know what them niggas would have been on. Like, all right, let's say security got hit with the headphones and security, like, beat the dude up. Then them niggas ran across the goddamn street and, like, you know, grabbed a gun or something, start shooting that bitch up. But they overseas, they ain't got no guns. You know what type shit I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's just a fucked up situation to be in because...
You just not on your land. You know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You are in a whole other country.
I feel like what they doing by, like, you know, beating a nigga up because the nigga keep following them. Like, yeah, you come to America, that shit would happen too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
I know
like,
what you're saying. It's already scary enough doing it here. Shit.
Yeah, but shit, like, at the same time, it's just like whenever you American and you in another country, other countries do not like Americans getting rowdy, even if you in the
right. You in a whole another country, they gonna defend their own before they defend
exactly. Yeah.
I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. I commented on something on Facebook, bro. Like, I mean, I lived in America and shit all my whole life and shit. But I don't, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I don't really, I know a few people from like overseas and shit. So, but like, I never know like they outlook on Americans. Man, one day I was on Facebook and I commented on some shit on a post and some bitch got to calling me a school shooter. I said, hold on, what the fuck?
Shut up. Yeah, they be like, calling us that as insults.
Yeah. Like, bitch, I'm black.
They think it's everyone, though. It's really, you know.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking, what the fuck y'all are talking about? So, like, I'm trying to see what the fuck y'all are talking about. So, I was like, shit, fuck it, I'm a DM. I DM that bitch on Facebook. She was like, she said something. She was like, what? Wow, oh, shit, you messaged me. I hope you don't track my IP address and come over here and shoot us all up. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what you talking about? She's like, Americans, y'all like to shoot shit up. I said, damn. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is like 2 years ago. I replied back. I said, Shawty, I'm black. That's a white man thing over here.
What she said?
She ain't say nothing. I think she like ended up blocking me or something.
She probably scared, bro. For real.
Like,
it's all media, God, bro. It's damn. All media, bro.
It's propaganda.
You feel me?
Pretty like, much.
They think.
You feel me? You see someone in a hijab. You know, a lot of people gonna assume worst case scenario. You feel me?
They think niggas over here like schools up every other day.
Yeah, that shit.
It happens often.
I mean, that shit do happen often, but I be seeing them jokes all the time. Every time American get roasted by some other country, shit, they do be on that.
That's a good ass roast though.
Hell
I don't
yeah!
Think they have school shootings like that, maybe at all.
I don't
we
think
had that shit like 10 times a year.
A lot of countries don't even have mass shootings in like 30 years, and we have
we be tripping
a year, bro.
But see, like, when did that, like, I, bro, before y'all remember, like, was this like 2013 that elementary school got shot up?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Sandy Spring or Sandy Hook.
Yeah. But it's like ever since that, I can't really recall too many before that.
I mean,
but
I
it's
can.
Like, I mean, yeah, I remember a few, but it's like more and more really start happening after that.
I mean, because we got more and more access to get shit leaked out.
I mean, bro, it's just we got social media. You can look at news fast as hell now. Back then, there was just
state news.
Yeah, like, bro, with Columbine, fucking DC sniper, nigga. It was a whole bunch of shit back then. It's just we couldn't get to the news that fast.
Nah, I'm saying, like, I know all that, but I'm saying it's happening way more now, though. That's what I'm saying.
No,
like,
that's I get what you're saying. This is the thing. Back then, their news shit was just for the state of Florida. Florida news, that shit had a school shooting. Unless it was mad casualties, it's going to be world news. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. And so it's like
the part, what was the shit with the Florida nigga like 2 years ago?
Parkland.
He killed like 14 people. You feel me? That same year, it was 10 school shootings that same year.
Yeah, and
but
brought,
that got the world news headline.
But that one had the most casualties.
So you feel me?
And this,
it was like three other shootings the week after that, bro.
It's like, bro, to the point now where like, I think, matter of fact, you even said this shit when that little Virginia shit happened a couple months ago. It's to the point now, shit numb to it. Like, America damn near numb to it. Because remember, like, back when, what was that college that got shot up with the dude from Augusta? Damn, what was that college? It was a college. I can't remember which one it was.
I have no idea. Talking about.
Rest in peace, I don't even remember dude's name. I don't think I'll say that. I'm sorry.
I think I know who you're talking about, though, that passed. I think I know what you're talking about.
Bro, I was in like 6th or 7th grade when that shit happened.
Oh, and wasn't it the dude from Evans who got killed or some shit?
I think it was from Evans, yeah.
It was a white boy, right?
I don't recall, bro.
I think I know what you're talking about, right?
But yeah, when that happened, it was like a goddamn tragedy that happened. Now it's like you see that shit on the news one day. And then it might be on news like 2-3 days later. And after that, it's over with. Like, you don't hear shit else about it. Like,
bro, I be seeing shit and keep scrolling, bro. Like, I'm insensitive to it.
It's like, what are we supposed to do about this shit anyway?
Like, bro, but like the Trayvon shit, and maybe it probably was because I was younger, though. I was more sensitive on the situation because I was like 13. Shit, yeah, I was damn near the same age as bro. But shit, when he died and shit, it was like, damn, that's crazy.
But that was like the really the first. Ooh,
ooh. Really then the Mike Brown shit. And then after that, I really stopped caring. And not that I don't, that is not sad and fucked up. It was just like, shit, this shit happened every day, really.
Hell yeah, nigga get killed every damn day.
Yeah, it was like after, like, I mean, I know motherfuckers that got killed before, but it's like after Trayvon happened, shit, yeah. Like, shit went like downhill for real. Like, motherfuckers was dropping left, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was a period of time, like after Trayvon, because I remember what happened. Well, I remember when Trayvon shit happened. I was goddamn. I was at my homeboy house. Shout out my nigga Calvin. I was at my nigga Calvin house at the watching the little All Star Jank.
Yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah,
I think the White House in the slam dunk competition, bro. Goddamn. I don't think I heard about it till like the next day, but you know, same day, same situation going on, but. It's like ever since then, like it was a period of time, like after that, like I was hearing about like every like three of them. Like it was like them motherfuckers, like by the time like I really like not saying I ain't give a fuck, but it's like that by the time I looked and like I actually like analyzed all the motherfuckers that was getting killed, like just innocent black dudes just getting killed like by the police or any other situation, the list was like fucking. I can't even give you the number. That shit was high as fuck. And I'm just like, bro, hold on.
Yeah.
I only heard about like you only hear about 7, 8. Yeah, I was like, bro, I only heard about like 7 and 8. Where did the fucking other 30 come from? Like, what the fuck? Like, that shit, man. Yeah.
But that was like that same time when, bro, what's the nigga name? That was it, Sean King and that DeRay nigga started popping out on Twitter with all the black activism shit. Yeah. That's when I started noticing like way more.
They started bringing it to attention, really.
Hell yeah. And then that was a crazy, that shit, it shit still going on, shit.
Yeah. Shit. They just I don't give, I'm not going to say I don't give a fuck, but I don't give a fuck. You feel me?
It's like what are we supposed to do about this shit, bro?
I'm not a selfish person, but shit, it ain't affected me or my loved ones yet, so shit. And what can I do? That's what I'm putting
exactly.
Out.
Exactly. Niggas be outraged for 2 weeks.
Really?
Do this, that,
I'm not even going to fake the funk, bro. I'm not going to go on Twitter, go on the internet and complain and do nothing. I'm not doing anything, and there's nothing I can really do to help with
exactly. Murder. Shit. You ain't got no, we ain't got no power. We ain't got no damn money for that. Like,
but fuck? It's like, bro, this shit been going on for years, decades.
This shit go back a long ass time, bro.
Exactly.
This shit go back from the beginning of the goddamn U.S.
Yeah, but see what I'm saying? Like, all right, we're going to put a timetable to it. Okay, we're going to go, I'll go like, all right, I'll start the civil rights. Fuck it.
Bro, we were slaves. Bro, we've been fucked over since.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm saying though, like, listen, like, if we, let's just say we start the time period of civil rights type.
You got to start that shit at Emmett Till, really, bro.
Bro, yeah. And it was going on before him.
Yeah, exactly.
That, this was a big-ass story.
Hell yeah. Because
the bitch came out and said she lied and all type crazy shit.
Exactly. What's crazy is she came out and said she lied as an old lady and they still didn't do anything to her.
No, I'm saying, like, we saying it's been going on and we saying, you know what I'm saying, we numb to it. And it's like, what can we do? But it's like, what can we really do, though? Because, like, if Martin Luther King tried the fucking peaceful way and they killed his ass, what more could we do?
Bro, Malcolm X did the violent way.
Exactly.
He still got murked, nigga.
Exactly.
Martin Luther King did the peaceful way and he died. It's nothing you can
it's
do.
Nothing that,
it's all
like,
it's about
nothing
it's all
that can
the
do.
Powers that be. It's all. Man, it's
shit, bro, the goddamn country was made by fucking white people and man. We didn't have, we literally
we
have
no
have,
say in this shit.
We literally have only had rights since the fucking late 60s, bro. Like, nigga.
And I'm not going to sit here and take away what Martin Luther King, every activist did. Not just them two, because it's more than
yeah,
them
nah, two. I was just using them because they're more so
yeah,
like
no, I'm just saying, it's something I'm about to say that's different, though. Like, I'm not going to take away what they did, but it wasn't their decision, you feel me, to take segregation out the picture, bro.
Yeah, exactly. The white people
like,
just did that shit because
I'm not going to sit here and say that they didn't help because they did a hell of a they was in a position that most wouldn't be in. You feel me? They were fucking targets. But Like, at the end of the day, they ain't want to change the shit. They didn't have to change it. You feel me?
Exactly.
Like, we could still be segregated right now.
They know what the fuck they did by
It was a good set of people in Congress. You feel me? A good president at the time. It was just more factors than them.
I think they know why they segregated. They segregated us because they keep us together. That means we're going to come together eventually. And if we come together, it's over with. Straight up.
But shit, honestly, bro.
You say what?
I thought, shit. Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead. What you finna say?
What you mean? I thought we segregated like blacks with blacks, white with whites.
Yes, we was.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't get what Jordan was saying either, bro.
I'm saying, though, like, 9 times out of 10, the reason why shit don't with black people, bro, is because we can't come together and put other bullshit aside. I'm saying if all black people came together, that's why I was saying, congratulations, segregation. If they kept us segregated, we could, you know what I'm saying? I doubt it. I doubt it on niggas. But if they kept us.
We were better.
You talking about you doubt it, but like, bro.
We were more together when we were mistreated.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Because back then, niggas was more like when it was real segregation, bro.
Because we had actual enemies that was very visible. You feel me? Like, I'm sure it was.
I need segregation to come back.
Fuck that.
What the fuck?
Think about it. I know what you're trying to say.
I know what you mean, bro. You just want the camaraderie and the communities to be back up to par, like Black Wall Street and all that shit, bro. I know what you mean, bro, but no.
No, bro. I know exactly what you're saying, though. You're making a viable point, but that's only because we had a visible enemy. Like, you feel me? Like, it was just, we had a blatant enemy. Like, that was right there. Shit. It was obviously blatantly disrespecting us.
In reality, bro, if you really think about this shit, nigga, if you go to the hood or go to the fucking impoverished communities, it's a bunch of niggas again. So, I mean, shit, bro.
Yeah, but if you go to a hood, that hood might be together. But go around the block up the street, that hood, they ain't fucking with that hood.
Yeah, but that's all. That's a whole nother debate and topic. Yeah, that we not even finished.
That's life, man.
That's a life. Whole nother debate, bro.
But I'm saying, like, what if segregation would have changed that?
It wouldn't.
It probably wouldn't.
That, bro, if you want to go that type of way and go that type of route, you got to factor in all that shit about when niggas made fucking gangs to protect.
Crips and Bloods.
I was thinking about that.
All that was from Crips and Bloods derived from that, right?
Yes, exactly, bro. They was, that
like,
was
literally. They and the only reason that shit went sour because segregation got lifted, bro.
Bro,
they it was took, no visible enemy no more. They took we became our own enemies.
They took damn Black Panthers away. Niggas fucking made Crips and Bloods to defend black communities from the police. And then, you know, the whole conspiracy theory is that the fucking government sent niggas in to infiltrate and goddamn made them niggas turn against each other and started the beefs, nigga. It's like, what the fuck is we supposed to do, nigga? Yeah. Niggas was dropping guns off in the hood. All type of shit, bro.
Bro, really, it just all go to human nature. Once it's one thing that's overcome, we're going to want to become... It's just human nature, bro. It's an alpha effect, bro. Like,
shit, nigga, really, bro? It's just 400 years of shit we got to catch up.
It's never going to be a utopia of a world, bro. Like, it's always going to be conflict, whether it's your own or others. It's just the difference between that, it was blatant conflict, bro. Like, it was blatant disrespect. And shunning an entire race.
Yeah.
That's the difference between it. You feel me? Like, it's just different. It's mad different.
It's crazy, though, how, like, the Germans did that shit to the Jewish people. And then the Jewish people got looked at, like, as they really was victims. And they got help and got reparations and things like that. But yet niggas don't get that shit.
It go too far back, though. That's why I know we're never going to get that shit.
Man, we get
it's too far back. Man, the reason why they got reparations, bro, is because that was only one timeline. You feel me?
Yeah.
One lifespan.
But that shit is crazy to me, bro. To be honest, bro, this shit may sound crazy,
but what do we need reparations for?
No, I'm not saying I want reparations. I'm just saying it's crazy how, like, basically no offense, but offense. It's crazy how like white people would literally sit there and let like the Jewish people and shit talk about the Holocaust and things like that. But then if a nigga talk about goddamn slavery or talk about some type of racist shit, they be like, "Oh, you need to forget that. Everybody's living together now doing
this because they're racist, bro. We already know."
Yeah, I know, but that shit is lame. It's just like, bro, it's like, bro, the Germans are fucking racist to the goddamn Jewish people, but just because the Jewish people are still somewhat white.
People suck, bro. They're gonna pick the fuck they rock with, bro.
And then that shit just pisses me off too, because they be trying to say, "Oh, that shit got no effect in you and shit." Like, nigga, what, nigga? Our grandmas and goddamn older black people in our family was alive during segregation and before that shit, bro. Like, what the fuck?
We're fucked up, man.
Shit, corny.
Yeah, it really is. But shit, on to a lighter subject, man.
Speaking of, real spill, holy deal shit, though.
Hell yeah.
We were going there, bro. Shit. I don't know what got into us. We trying to.
Yeah, we really got in our bag.
Yeah.
But no, onto a lighter subject. We kind of.
I'm trying to get back on the lighter mode, but shit. Yeah. That's the real shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. Onto a lot of, you know, a lot of, you know, subject of the same contents. We spoke on reparations. So if the government cuts y'all a reparation check for about, let's say a meal for reparations, what y'all spending y'all reparations on?
Bro,
how much?
If they give us reparations, we're gonna get cents, my nigga. It's millions of black people.
I'm not, I think he was just being funny, bro.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I know we're not gonna get no big ass check.
You're trying to be,
but I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying, like, if, you know, you just woke up one day and you
that's gonna benefit them, really.
they ain't gonna do nothing but get it back through
taxes.
That's
what I'm saying. Shit, it ain't gonna help us, really. You feel me? So,
hey, yeah.
Yeah, man.
They gonna get the shit right back.
Facts.
That's me assuming, you feel me? It's some here and there that's gonna do right by it, but it's going right back to them, bro. That shit going right back in the community pool.
It's a motherfucking cycle.
So it ain't gonna do them no harm. But okay. At the same rate, I'm not against reparations, but at the same rate, I'm just looking at the people that go so hard for it, like, nigga, what the fuck did you do? What did you
exactly
fight for?
Bro, like,
you over here going hard for some shit you ain't even fighting.
And then it's like reparations is too late, bro.
It's way too late.
It's way too late. It's not going.
I can see if slavery ended early 1800s, like when it first started, like maybe like 50 years after they first started. Yeah, they could get reparations. Man, we can't get shit from that shit. Their argument is gonna be like, well, everyone that's here didn't live through nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Besides the ones that are living, that's it. Once they die out, that's what they gonna say.
Hell yeah, because our grandparent generation, yeah. That's the last ones. That's the last ones that actually went through.
I bet you money, as soon as they pass, they're going to say, oh, y'all not getting reparations because everyone that's live currently didn't go through any hardships.
And that shit crazy, though, because, bro, like, that's how you know, like, bro, it was a while ago,
but it wasn't, though.
Because, like, all right. Like you just said, like, our grandparents really the last ones that been through it. Bro, I went to the DMV with my grandma to, like, renew her license or some shit. Bro, and I looked at her social security card, bro. Like, and I was, like, looking at it. And, like, you know how, like, on your social security card, it got your number, right? And it got your name. Bro, on my grandma's shit, bro, that bitch say colored. Bro, I felt some type of way about that bit. Like,
man,
I
was what the
like,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, and it looked like her original, bro. Like, it had to have been her original. Like, that shit just looked old. And I was just like, colored. I said, damn, they put that shit on there like that. I was like, I knew shit was bad like that before. They didn't put that shit on your social security card and that bitch say colored.
Oh, yeah. Like, it probably was on her SSC.
Yeah. Like, hell, oh, yeah. My God damn.
Hell yeah. That shit's so crazy, bro. And it's just like, I don't know, bro. That shit world fucked up, bro. Because even when they pass on and we didn't
know about that shit,
we still went through the after effects of systemic racism. So that shit just crazy, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, we didn't fucking go through slavery. We didn't go through segregation. But the way black people still get treated in certain aspects, we definitely feel that shit, bro.
Yeah,
I don't have doubts though that it's eventually gonna get washed, but it's gonna take a while, bro.
Nigga, it's gonna be like to get washed up. Our kids' kids or some shit if we even had.
Yeah, my great grandkids. By then, I have faith that vast majority of racism is gonna be gone.
Yeah,
because a lot of it is taught now at this point. It's all taught.
Because shit, a lot of white people our age be trying to be on some allies type shit.
Yeah. So it's eventually gonna dwindle down. Yeah, it's dwindling down now. It's gonna take some time.
Hell yeah!
So I'm about to say, by the time we have kids, I feel like the whole curriculum may change, and you never know what the fuck they might be teaching them kids. Man, my kids gonna be self-taught. What if down the road they try to cut all that shit out, like. So, like, kids growing up don't know like nothing
avoid phase.
Like kids don't know shit about any of that.
But see, that's
it's going to possibly happen because they do it already.
Yeah, they already do that shit because half the shit that I know about black history.
You're definitely onto some shit, bro.
Because I ain't going to sit here and lie to you, bro. When they come to, like, history and stuff like that, like.
It's so much shit we don't know, bro.
Bro. And it's not even that. It's just, like, in the school system, bro, I learned more outside of my doing self-research than I did in a fucking
nigga. Book. The only people they tell us about. Is Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Rosa Parks. They don't tell anything else, bro. Them niggas.
And Frederick Douglass.
Yeah, all them niggas do is say that shit. And then it's like, bro, I remember elementary school, bro, when they was going over the goddamn Trail of Tears with the Native Americans. They tried to make that shit sound like they just made them niggas move, bro. But they was really on some genocide
When was, bro? Native Americans, all right, I can't really remember this far back, but to be real with you, I don't even remember hearing shit about Native Americans in high school. I remember that shit from, like, elementary school.
Yeah, me too. That's just because it just was different. They still teaching that, bro. Like, elementary, they still learning about tribes and shit. They ain't finished. They ain't stopped doing that.
But they do be undermining, like, the way some of that shit happened, bro, because I remember that shit in school, bro.
But you're a kid. You feel me? You can't be too, like, blunt with a kid.
Yeah, you can't be too woke out there.
Like, that's why, like, I don't really blame them when it came to that shit. They teaching it, but they real vague. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Because I remember with Black history, you learn it in elementary, but then it got more serious as I got older. Not saying they was teaching it a lot, but
hell yeah,
learning more details that's not censored.
Hell nah, shit.
They ain't never talking about the fact that all them tribes was beefing. You feel me? Like, they were just like, oh, it's 70, however many tribes in America. Christopher Columbus came to America.
Hell yeah.
They ain't talk about how he did it. And none of
that they ain't shit. Say that nigga was
you feel me? You ain't learn that till high school. You ain't learn that till world history.
Hell yeah.
They was fucking shit up.
They said that nigga discovered, and then we find out that nigga was in here stealing and taking.
Found that nigga didn't even arrive in America.
That boy landed over there. He said, I'm gonna take something, man.
Nigga pulled up in the Caribbean, bro.
I ain't gonna lie to you, but the whole time, like, I'm thinking, bro, just pulled up. Like, I ain't even
you
know
feel
he,
me?
I ain't bro, even know he made a mistake.
I'm happy as shit. It's Columbus Day. I got Monday off. Feel me? I found out this nigga's the devil. Oh, sick.
Nigga used to love Columbus Day, but they ain't got
bro,
all the shit.
Bro. I thought, bro, you can't even cap. We thought he was a hero.
Yeah,
he was a hero. Let's not cap now. We thought Christopher Columbus was a fucking hero.
Bro,
Christopher Columbus,
bro. Used to be happy as hell Columbus Day. Now you got all the only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace.
Nigga be like, fuck Christopher Columbus.
Bro, we thought that nigga was so hard, bro.
Bro, we thought this nigga was the GOAT.
We thought that nigga was a saint, boy. We like,
and
damn,
teachers,
that nigga.
This teacher just had this smirk on their face like, these niggas just don't know.
Hell yeah.
now we grown. Sense why she was looking like that.
We grown as hell talking about some fuck Christopher Columbus. Right, game did shit.
I vividly remember being happy
bro,
as shit.
Bro, we like, real nah, deal thought you. Bro was a hero. Like,
and I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. When I found that shit out, bro, I feel like I had been lied to, bro. Like,
betrayed me.
I'm like, what the fuck? This nigga didn't discover America? This nigga discovered Puerto Rico? What the fuck? This shit don't make no fucking sense. That nigga, man. Fuck them pilgrims, man. Oh, God. Like, fuck them. Motherfuckers. Now you had Thanksgiving, you done stole. Man, bro, you know what? That's some fucked up shit, but them niggas slipped with some finessas. How the hell you how you have these niggas teach you how to do all this shit on their land and take that bitch over? That's some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that shit so
damn. Fuck him. Bitch ass nigga.
Hell yeah, lame ass nigga, bitch ass nigga.
That shit,
nigga wasn't even good at exploring.
Shit.
Fuck, nigga.
All the high school dropouts, y'all didn't. Shit, y'all could take our GED test. Y'all gonna pass for history. No cap. We just put all the shit in one big ass pool. 20 minutes of this. Shit.
Shit, in reality, we got you damn was, school you teachers was, now.
A social studies teacher, goddammit. Yeah, you can teach a sixth grade class right now.
Nigga,
no
we,
cap.
We them damn white coaches who be teaching social studies. We been smarter than
no
they
cap.
At.
And you know what? That's okay. Probably the easiest goddamn subject
yeah.
to teach. That is yeah. probably literature.
Nah. Little or rougher when you get into the
social studies. Class. Yeah, I can agree though.
Social studies, I get in there. I'll probably get fired the first couple weeks.
You ain't really got a grade shit. It's right or wrong. It's just
exactly the shit happened, nigga. You either yeah. tell me the right way,
nigga going through
you
your test.
Gotta, this you just gotta happen. Check the paperwork, like just check the shit. Yeah. Language arts, you really gotta read, nigga. Shit.
Especially with the internet now, I'll be fucking googling shit before I teach the class.
Right, shit. This is the lesson today. You're talking about Percocet error. Lil got it. We're gonna play this video with DJ Small Eyes. Lil got it talking about popping perk. This happened in 2018. This is a lesson of the day, and I want you guys to tell me how the perk epidemic affected Americans in 2017, 2019.
Why the fuck is this nigga sincere talking like Richard Nixon, though?
And I need y'all to write 10 facts on this video. That social studies teachers love pulling that shit out.
Bruh, exactly, bruh. And then
I need 25 facts.
Nigga, no cap, bruh. The worst shit, the funniest shit to me when I was a fucking senior, bruh. I was in the damn econ class. Bruh, this nigga did not teach us shit. He just kept playing Shark Tank
bruh.
Every day.
Bruh, every fucking day.
Bruh, this nigga had us. Bruh, I never even knew about that show. And I'm over here at the crib watching this shit at home now. And I'm like, my mama like, where the hell
shit,
you doing this shit at? I'm like, bro, this is what we be learning at econ. Nigga, that shit ain't got shit to do with economics except
bro, nothing. Money. Nothing.
Bruh, and then nigga just pop out with quizzes and tests. Nigga, you ain't even go over no goddamn thing.
Yeah, social studies teachers, some of y'all was ass.
Nigga,
y'all was cool,
know,
but y'all was horrible teachers.
All I know is Damon owned FUBU, and he bought a share in the company, and you talking about we got the end of the year test coming up.
Econ did not help me with shit.
What was that coach name? That nigga look like goddamn.
Yeah, no name dropping.
I ain't name dropping shit. I don't even know bro's name. I don't even remember that shit.
Goddamn. Shit. What else? Nothing happened, but shit. We didn't did the damn school cast in this bitch.
Hell yeah, shit. Call us the professors from now on, nigga.
Yes,
I'm about to get on my ignorant shit. Yeah. It's an extended episode because you thought we was going to be ignorant? Psych, bitch.
Y'all didn't even know we was intellectual, nigga.
Right. Y'all thought we was some dummies.
Hell yeah, bitch. We got good grades, ho.
Yes,
we was exactly.
I was straight.
We ain't like that shit.
But, shit. I'm about to just
fuck it. We popping out some Indian shit, man. Y'all bitches get a hold of yourself. Y'all hoes out here sucking and slobbering over motherfucking cucumbers, man. I wasn't even gonna address this shit this episode, but you hoes sickening me. This shit don't make no goddamn sense. You hoes out here slobbing and shit. God made them cucumbers for salad, ho. You out here deep throating a goddamn cucumber. Y'all motherfuckers on flies and shit, deep throating cucumber, deep throat contest with cucumbers. Y'all ought to be ashamed of y'allself. Suck a real dick like your mama do.
Oh my Whoa. God!
Hey, bro, that boy preaching, bro. Cause y'all hoes, fuck
real,
all that
no.
shit. Y'all hoes running the good fruit. All the cucumbers
no.
been sold.
No,
damn
No. You bitches is going to stores to get ice cream. Y'all bugging.
Oh yes, we ain't done with y'all hoes.
What is wrong with y'all, man?
Bitch, you could have got them had hepatitis and shit licking on goddamn cookies and cream.
We almost forgot. It's some shit we almost forgot. Bruh,
it's official. Bugging. It's official. Right now, we marking this shit, man. We already been said this. But hot girl summer, city girl summer, all that shit over with. Y'all hoes is dumb.
Y'all hoes is -20.
Y'all hoes is big dumb,
man.
Y'all tripping.
City Boys, we coming together all
the City Boys along, up by 37 in the third quarter.
Yes, sir.
City Boys ain't doing no dumb shit at all.
Hell no, nah, bro, bro. No.
Y'all hoes, bro, y'all hoes down bad. Y'all got to realize it. Like, y'all sucking cucumbers.
Bruh,
for trouble.
Licking ice.
Y'all doing this shit for trouble.
Bruh. Not Drake, but trouble. I fuck with trouble now. But who the fuck?
I fuck with school. Look. I fuck with school, but damn, trouble.
Y'all couldn't do this
trouble
shit for Drake.
Trouble got y'all ended up like this.
Y'all couldn't do this shit for Boosie on his live. Y'all did it for trouble.
Just imagine what Drake got bitches doing if he popped out with a challenge. Y'all
Drake would have bitches dropping softcore porn.
Come on, man.
Man, you know what?
These bitches will go out and look for real dick for Drake.
This shit, man.
They tripping.
These bitches will suck their daddy dick for Drake.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. These hoes out here wild. Shout out Biggie Smalls.
Shout out Biggie, because I was about to shout him out too. He said the most dead shit and got a free pass.
He got a pass like a motherfucker.
Right. I know niggas in New York be like, word? What, B?
Niggas is bobbing their head. That shit was hard.
That shit
was game, but that shit was hard.
Dead ass. Dead ass, son. This shit hard as fuck.
Facts. Niggas in the car bobbing their head. Yeah, you heard that?
Hey, yo, you heard the new Biggie? He got his shit off me. He got his shit off me. He got some shit off his chest, side. No, dead ass. Like, he said the most gay shit, but that's your heart.
Niggas in the street. On my mother's, this shit.
On my mother's. On my mother's side, I threw my durag right off my head. Had to pop the Tim's off everything. I got fresh as shit.
You let a fucking vibe be.
They was going crazy in New York, man.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
And the nigga had the yutters on in the street.
Right. I know when Tupac heard that motherfucker, he was laughing his ass off. I know he was.
Cali was having a field day.
Man.
New York was the only one. New York and New Jersey was holding it down for Biggie. They knew that shit was gay.
Hell yeah, that shit. Mm-hmm. Shit. There's been a lot of lyrics out there. We ain't gonna
get. You nigga has like an almond joy. Nigga, what?
Whoa, Quavo, we knew you. First off, Quavo, we knew right then and there you could not rap. Out of all the things you said you was gonna eat a nigga ass.
And he like said it with confidence, bro.
First off, my nigga, you eating almond joints? Bro, I should really get on your ass.
That's the worst. That's the nastiest candy, dude.
Nigga, my grandma like almond joints. Quavo out here eating almond. Nigga, how you a trapper eating almond joints?
That shit with so much confidence. Bro.
That nigga said, eat a nigga ass like almond joint. Mama.
He thought he had hardest line, bro.
That shit right there, man. Boy. Quavo, boy, we knew you.
Them niggas be real confident with them crazy ass bars. Nigga, Soulja said, shout out to my nigga Zay Tobin. I've been fucking him forever. Niggas really allowed that shit to make the cut.
Well, Soulja Boy always been saying dumb shit. Like when his dad was talking about some fuck the army and fuck the U.S. troops, he always been saying some dumb ass shit.
That was one of the wildest songs I ever heard. Oh, that nigga dead ass said fuck the army in a song, bro. The FBI pulled up to that nigga crib.
For real?
Yes, bro. They investigated that nigga off that shit, bro. They tried to say he was doing terroristic threats.
God, man, he tripping.
Free Soulja Boy.
Free Draco, Soulja, nigga. Man.
Free Big Soulja.
Free my uncle, Big Draco, nigga.
Free Big Soulja, man. That man got him a smooth 6 months in L.A. County.
That nigga is real life in goddamn general population at L.A. County Jail, bro. That nigga
yes,
is.
Yes, sir. Hey, but he hitting hell down. That boy Whack 100 putting the money in the books.
Whack 100 sent them Pyrus to save to get, bro, right?
Yeah, he gonna be straight in that bed. He good.
That nigga.
Hell, oh yeah, he good regardless.
Hell yeah. You
know. And he ain't fucking nobody. For real.
You know, Soulja Boy real right. Stop
hell
playing.
Yeah,
with
that nigga Soulja Boy real right.
Soulja can't come to the hood.
Man, stop, nigga. You know Soulja good in the hood, man. Soulja exactly. Good everywhere,
you
man.
Know that nigga skirt out of Mississippi.
Hey, man. Matter of fact,
Fuck that shit, man. We're gonna go. I'm gonna go ahead and go out with it. We was talking about Chris Brown earlier, man. We should have canceled Chris Brown when he didn't want to fight Soulja Boy, man.
Exactly. That's what we should have did, man. Exactly. And
bruh, that shit was all. I don't think that's how it went.
No, nah, bro. If you watch the Mike Tyson podcast,
yeah. Whack 100 them said he ain't do the paperwork.
Whack 100 said Soulja Boy signed the dotted line and agreed, and then Chris Brown backed out,
bro. Bro, Chris Brown will beat Soulja Boy's ass.
It ain't a matter of if he would.
He should have signed up. We know he had, bro.
Chris Brown would beat the shit out of Soulja Boy.
Bro, Mike Tyson was supposed to fucking train Soulja, and Evander Holyfield was supposed to train
Mayweather.
Nah, Mayweather was with Soulja.
Yeah. I'm tripping.
No, Mayweather was promoting Soulja.
Oh, yeah. Because Whack 100 said he was supposed to get fucking, he was supposed to train.
I just think he was trying to get Mike Tyson. This was above the foolishness, really, because. Soulja Boy was on some nut shit.
He was, bro.
And Chris Brown didn't want to beat his ass.
And niggas,
shout out to Chris Brown for sparing him.
Soulja Boy went to jail that year, too. That's why all that shit died down.
Yeah, he just was on some nut shit. He was starting with Chris Brown.
Soulja Boy really been on some nut shit.
He's just a trip, man.
About a good five, years. He got to keep them antics up, man.
I wonder if he's going to come out in that same house.
Shit, I'm about to pop out with some crazy shit. I don't know if I should say it.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you're saying, bro.
We have
61
minutes. Go ahead.
Some of you bitches, though, I just be having the urge to beat the shit out.
Oh, my God. No.
No cap. Y'all be wild.
Well,
I'm not speaking.
I never hit one. FYI, you know, PSA.
Hey, bro.
But you hoes be tripping.
All
man.
Of the opinions in this podcast do not reflect every member of the podcast.
Oh no, I'm speaking for someone else. This ain't about me.
Oh, you know, okay. My fault.
Through the spirit.
Yeah, spirit bomb. You dig? All that shout out.
Yeah. Hypothetically, I'd be wanting to beat up some of you hoes, but I'd be holding that down. Mm-hmm. Shit. Y'all got anything y'all gotta say though?
I love all women.
I don't.
I love them too.
I love all women.
With the good hair or the bad hair too? Which one?
I love all women with their hair done.
What's done?
I'm talking about. I like afros, ponytails, side. I love bobs.
No cap.
Braids.
Bob cut? Yes, I lose it all. Risk it.
Bob's the goddamn goat, man.
I love all hairstyles, man. But
you got a bob, and you ask me for $40, I'm gonna give it to you. Get out.
But when when I say, you know, with your hair done, I'm talking about you can't be running around a bit looking like Kodak with them Bantu knots in.
Bantu.
Whatever them bitches are called. I don't give a fuck what them hoes is.
Nigga, them bitches but Shawty, Bantu.
If you looking at me, Shawty, and I'm looking at you like, ooh, shit, I'm a little scared, and you looking like the bitch from Get Out. No, sir. We ain't doing none of that shit.
I'm weak as hell, but shit.
Yes, sir.
You talking about us?
Yeah, I think he meant.
Yeah, I meant us.
Nigga said, get out, but shit.
Yeah, I was like, wait, but same difference.
Hell no. Nah. Yeah. I like them bitches with the short hair with the fat asses who drive the Nissan Altimas, but if you ask for $40, I ain't giving that shit to you.
You ask for $40, son, I'm going to tell you to get a job.
Bob cut assholes, come through. I might give you
$40. You ask for $40, I'm going to give you an application to come up to my job because we hiring.
Yeah, you asked for $40. I'm gonna look at you. I ain't gonna lie.
Hell yeah. Don't expect me to pay no bill, but we going 50-50.
I fuck with the girls with the short hair, but I swear every single one be forklift drivers or nurses.
Oh,
whoa.
Dude, I like the nurses, man.
All right, Terrence Howard.
Oh, my fuck. Excuse me, bro. My fuck.
Nigga said. Yeah, hey, man. I want to give a big shout out while my boy talking about nurses, man. We know when you know what I'm saying, you 19, 20, you coming up. Man, shout out to the CNAs, man. They used to suck a nigga real good.
They still CNAs, but hell yeah.
Bruh, no, the thing that blow me, man. Shout out, I'm going to clear this up right now while we on it, bitch. Shout out to the CNAs who really taking care of all of the elders. They doing their thing. But no shout out to the bitches
who
was fucking going to nursing school and was in their first segment and just said, fuck the rest and stop that CNAs. Bitch, you was supposed to be an RN. What the fuck happened, bro?
Nah, see.
Nah, they supposed to be an LPN damn near at least. Damn.
Exactly. What happened, bro? Said, did you give up? Chase, don't chase me, bitch. Chase your dreams.
Oh, yeah, baby. I ain't 19, 20 no more. I ain't looking for no CNA, bitch. I need me an RN. I need some.
But shout out to the CNAs who still taking care of the others.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all them receptionists out there, man. The women getting that fresh bob coming to the when I come up to the desk and you swing that bob. Yeah, I like that shit.
Shout out to the admin specialist.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the little dental assistant bitches. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, fuck that. Fuck all dental. I ain't gonna say that. I love y'all, but it's one dental assistant bitch out there I can't fucking stand.
Oh God, bro. Oh God.
And we probably talking about the same. Fuck that hoe.
Fuck. I know the hoe. Nah, you know of, but you don't know her. You only know of because of us.
Me and the nigga both talked to that bitch. That shit crazy.
We be kicking shit on this bitch now. Shit.
Yeah, we'll tell you more about that offline.
We'll talk about that shit offline. But really, bro? Yeah.
She got me blocked on all platforms. I don't give a fuck.
Y'all doing y'all thing. Hold it.
Shout out to the bitch that's supposed to give me pussy. Sydney, what's your, I don't even know your last name. But yeah, since you don't want to reply to my text, I'm about to air your shit out. Me today, but I guess since your boyfriend in town and shit, you don't want to get caught up. Nah, we about to put your shit on blast, sis.
Sydney boys, baby.
Sydney, what's your last name? Sydney, fucking, I don't even know, cause you ain't even important to me to know.
Hashtag Sydney boys summer, dog.
Yes, but yeah, Sydney boys. If you do reply,
baby, pull up on me.
But yeah, I'm airing your shit out, ho.
That shit crazy. I wasn't even expecting that, but you know anything can happen on the Get With The Times podcast.
Yes, they don't even know what city I'm talking about, though. You feel me? So shit.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be talking about Sweden.
You might come in there, bitch, on episode 15. We talking about some ignorant shit. Then you might get a history lesson next, man. That's Get With The Times podcast. Y'all know what the fuck going on, man.
Yes, sir.
Shit. Goddamn, ooh, the cap of the week, cap alert.
Cap alert of the week is actually that's going host, straight
to you. No, I got it. Cap alert, man. I'm gonna go ahead and get myself cap alert of the week, man. Early in the week, man, in our little group chat, man. They called me on a cap, man. I couldn't come up with no better lie, so I just said somebody hacked my account.
Oh, you're admitting to it now. What are the odds of that? Because I'm sure fucking forgot.
I forgot about that shit too.
Right? I thought you was about to admit something else, but wow.
Oh, no. What you thought I was going to admit to?
The fake be bullshit.
Oh, nigga. No, the bullshit. My middle name.
It started with a B and the damn bullshit.
You should have known better. We wasn't finna fall for that.
Well, me and Sincere was so weak off that shit.
Honestly, I really didn't think y'all fell for it anyway. I was just really talking shit so I could keep leaving that bullshit, but. I get myself that shit. That shit was funny here. Oh, we can fuck.
You talking about I can't log in? I'm like, bro, what I gotta do with the chat? Like,
and then I try to justify that shit. That's what I was like. Never mind. I was finna say, man, whoever hacked my account, y'all getting on their nerves sending shit, so he keep leaving. I was like, I ain't even gonna say that shit. Bro, funny here.
Kept alert, go to your ass, man.
This week, we already talked about this, man. We giving white people dumbass of the week, man, for the little mermaid shit, man. Get over it.
Fuck y'all. Y'all mad at the goddamn little mermaid being white, but motherfucking y'all not mad at Sebastian being Jamaican and the nigga a crab? Fuck all that.
Nah, because, like, my thing is, I hope for all the racist white people out there, I hope y'all have daughters that just end up fucking niggas.
No. I don't want them niggas to get hurt.
No. I don't have daughters that marry a nigga.
I don't ever be saying shit like that, though, bro.
Let's get rid of their race.
Because it'd be like, damn, they have a baby or some shit. They bring the baby into a racist family. I don't support all that.
But that might change.
They don't got nothing to do if the mom ain't racist. Shit.
They might have something to change. You know, they might change the outlook on them, bro.
Yeah, I guess so. God damn.
But shit, you know, it's that time of the week, man. Instagram model of the week, man.
It's that time of the week, and it's that time of the month.
Who
got one, shawty?
Hey.
Who y'all boys got Instagram model of the week?
Honestly, bro, I ain't even been thirsty this week, so I'm going to have to go snag me one right now while we on.
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I ain't got one. Let me find one real quick.
Yeah. How?
I don't really be thirsty, but I'm going to just go all reliable. I'm going to just give it to that.
Fuck it. I got me a little.
Damn, you really stepped out the box with that.
Yeah. I got me one.
You got
I'm
going
to go with Candace Kelly XO.
Man, she sound like though. If a bitch got XO with her at name, that bitch will suck your dick the first night.
Well,
what's her name?
Candace Kelly XO. I'll share it to the group chat. Hold up.
Hell yeah. Look.
You ain't even in the damn group chat, nigga.
Yes, I am.
Why you keep leaving? Oh, no, it didn't show you on the thing.
Shout out to all the clean hoes. Because y'all, at least y'all hoeing and take care of your hygiene. Cause you know I'm big on that. Oh, this girl was viral on Facebook.
Damn, for real.
Yeah, I see the joint. Yeah, Aaron, I think, and Brian shared a joint. Yeah,
probably so.
Yeah.
Shit, I'ma just give mine to this shorty cause shit, she do music too, and I ain't see that. I did share that on Facebook.
I'm weak. This boy gave it to shawty.
How you say her name? Alessia Cara or something like that?
I don't know, but I know she had one song that I really liked.
Can't
give her
no Instagram model. We shouldn't got enough ass and titties.
Wow,
you're subjectifying women, bro.
Wow, Jordan, that's what you think of these women?
But she ain't no goddamn Instagram model, bro.
She on Instagram and she look good. That's modeling stuff to me.
I fuck with the vibes, Brian. I know this. I heard one. She got some good songs.
She do got some songs, bro. That's how I ended up on the page. I know who that is. I just don't know how to say her name, but she got some songs, bro.
Shout out to her, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Alessia Cara or something. Shout out to her. Okay. And she snapped with that pantsuit combo, Jordan Wilding and being a hater.
Boy, you know she did not snap with that damn smooth criminal ass fit she got.
Yeah,
on.
Shout out. You know what I'm saying? I respect Michael. I'm glad she paying homage.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mike, man. Rest in peace to the GOAT.
Hell yeah, yeah. Rest in peace, Mike. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac, man. Rest in peace, motherfucking.
That girl, Candace Kelly, mad thick, though. That shit is outrageous. Like, she's so thick that it make the phone uncomfortable.
I'm good on her. I can't even get that whole back shot. My lip too little.
Bro, this nigga here.
I hate this nigga, bro. Oh, God.
Nah, I'm just playing. That was just content for the podcast. Nah.
Hell yeah, you know these hoes are goddamn start.
Nah, dead ass though, I might be nah.
You said what? Not.
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna do missionary with her.
Well, shit. I guess that's like a condom, man. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. So shit. It's the Get With The Time podcast, man. Yes, sir.
Get it.
Fuck this shit.